God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Sometimes it's easy to be so busy in some endeavor that we forget why we're doing it in the first place. This can be true about even noble things, good things, ministry, giving the gospel, encouraging other people. We sometimes think that the power comes from us or that the opposition comes from other people. And it really is liberating to realize that our conflict is neither for or against other people per se. Ultimately, our warfare is spiritual. So Paul was a man who understood opposition. He was a man that understood warfare. He was a man that had persecuted the Church of Christ and hauled people to prison, and then later came face to face with that Christ and fought a spiritual battle. In First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18, he says, "Wherefore we would have come unto you," he's talking about his travel itinerary, "even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." So with all the opposition that Paul received from other people, Romans, Jews, Gentiles, people that were antagonistic to his message, he realized really it wasn't his message, and the opposition was not, strictly speaking, coming from those people. It was a spiritual battle. Now, that's important to know, because if you realize that the battle we have is spiritual and not merely against people or not against people, then it's easy to understand that our power doesn't come from ourselves. Our power comes from the Spirit. So let me give you a couple examples. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, he says in that verse, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father." So we can have peace in life, but it's not something we manufacture, and it's not something another person can take. It's something that is from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So peace, boldness. You know, there are a lot of people that have been very bold in the truth, who by temperament are actually rather retiring, or maybe, you know, they're introverts, and yet there's a boldness that does not come from them, and it's not leveled against other people. It's a spiritual battle. Verse 2 of chapter 2, he says, "We were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God." So if the message is from God, the boldness comes from God. So peace in Christ, boldness from God. The gospel, that is the message itself. We weren't pleasing men, it was the gospel of God. Again, in chapter 2, verse 13, he says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in the truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." So it wasn't his message. He didn't have to make it up. He didn't have to be defensive of it in the sense that it was based on his abilities. It's God's message. And it was the word of truth, because it was the word of God and is the word of God. Paul's very commission was from God. Chapter 2, verse 4. "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God." I don't have to please everyone. I have to please one, and that is God. So everything you need today is provided from heaven when you realize that your power is from heaven and that the battle is a spiritual battle. And that means that the enablement, the power for this is from God. Our peace comes from God. Our boldness comes from God. Our gospel comes from God. Our commission comes from God. Our conflict is neither for or against other people. Ultimately, our warfare, work, and power is spiritual.